Welcome to Land Yap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. My guest today, Amy Pyro, Public Relations and Marketing Manager with the U.S. Soldiers Foundation. Amy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us, Bob. We appreciate it.
And, we have got, it's a new organization that you're involved with, the U.S. Soldiers Foundation, and some funding efforts that are coming up people need to be aware of. So we'll get to those in just a moment. But tell us a little bit about the U.S. Soldiers Foundation and what purpose it serves.
Well, Bob, the U.S. Soldiers Foundation, how we all began was we had a group of Louisiana Army Reserve soldiers that have worked together and drilled together. They fought in Iraq and Afghanistan together, and there was a need of that for our services, that soldiers and vets and their families were losing their homes, losing their cars, and then their families were just being torn apart by it. And on the way home from their last tour in the Middle East, they planned the U.S. Soldiers Foundation, and that was their dream. And in June of last year, their dream became a reality. We got our 501c3 status. And we're very excited because we just opened up our first office here in Monroe, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Our office is at 7207 Desire Street. We are directly across from the Baptist Children's Home. One of the things that we are really excited about is that our foundation is a little bit different, is that we are totally run by veterans for veterans. So our board members and our CEOs know what our soldiers and our vets and our families and their families are going through.
Really brings a perspective to what they're going through, as you say, with the veterans running the organization that might not run across in other places.
Yes, most definitely.
Okay. Well, with the funding efforts that are going on, a lot of things and, different ways that people, can help out the U.S. Soldiers Foundation. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we've got several fundraisers in the area that we have got coming up. Our first one that we have going on is at the Pickle Barrel. Mm-hmm. It's every Friday night in February from 3 until 8 o'clock. Gene Ponte has graciously donated. It's going to be donating a portion of our proceeds to us. We've got door prizes we're going to be giving away. We have raffles that we're doing tonight. It's a great time for everybody on the campus to come out. Get your group together. Come have a party at the Pickle Barrel and support the foundation.
There is a big event coming up on March the 5th with grilled chicken dinners being provided. And also another time that really rallying a lot of really getting the word out, I guess, with the U.S. Soldiers Foundation with this event coming up on the 5th.
Yes, we have. This is going to be one of our biggest fundraisers that we have done here in the area. We're having a grilled chicken plate dinner, which is going to be out at the Rodney J. Hobbs Post, which is out on Highway 80. All the proceeds that we're raising for this is we're trying to support the Louisiana Mild Traumatic Brain Injured Soldiers. They're being treated in New Orleans, but it's not just soldiers from New Orleans. This is soldiers from all over Louisiana that go there to be treated. We're working with a dealership that's going to be giving us two vans, and these vans will be used to transport the soldiers and pick them up from all over Louisiana. But we are in the dire need of we've got to raise the funds and some money to where we can pick up the cost for the insurance, the upkeep of them, to hire for a driver, and for the maintenance on it. And so we're asking everyone to try to help and to please help us raise the funds to where we can get the vans and where we can do the upkeep on them.
Yeah. So that's going to be coming up March 5th with that. And then there's one other thing that's going on too, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. We have partnered up with Fox's Pizza. Greg and his staff at Fox's Pizza has graciously teamed up with us. And for every Monday and Tuesday in March, we're going to be at Fox's Pizza in Monroe and West Monroe. And we'll be there from 5 until 9. And every Thursday, we're going to be at Fox's Pizza in Ruston from 5 to 9. So we invite everyone to come out. It's going to be great. Bring the kids. We know everybody loves pizza. And I know you college kids need some brain food. So come on out and order you a pizza and come out and support the soldiers, vets, and their families.
All right. Speaking with Amy Pyro, Public Relations and Marketing Manager. Amy, tell us a little bit about how the foundation is assisting soldiers, because you've experienced this, and you mentioned this is something that's been rewarding for you in assisting military personnel that are going through these times to where, you know, the economy's down and assistance like this through the U.S. Soldiers Foundation. Tell us, you know, about the importance of that.
Well, one of the things that our foundation does is that we try to help a variety of the different things. Like I have mentioned, that we're working, our big one is to help the mild traumatic brain injury soldiers. But I'll tell you a few stories of the people that we have helped. We were able to help a World War II vet widow. The bank was foreclosing on her home. She only owed $10,000. We made some phone calls, and 1 week later, they sent her the deed to her house and said, Merry Christmas. We were working with a 19-year-old vet who lost both of his legs. If you're a vet and you're hurt, you're looking anywhere from a minimum 9 months to night or longer to get some your money in for the federal government. He lost his home. He lost his cars. He moved into an apartment. They were going to kick him out of it. We made some phone calls, and we were able to get his money from the federal government in, and all that went to his bank account, so we were able to help there. We've been working with several local vets here in Monroe right now, anywhere from banking needs to on their homes to helping them get to attorneys for legal problems and stuff that they're having. That's just some of the many things that we do here.
All right. So like you say, something that's definitely been rewarding and getting the word out about the U.S. Soldier Foundation. A website number they could call for more information.
Our website is www.ussoldiersfoundation.org, or you can reach me on my cell phone number. Our cell number is 318-680-3477, or our office number is 318-737-7009. And Bob, we are looking for people for people to come and partner with us and sponsors with us. We would like to say thank you from the bottom of our heart, because we've had so many area businesses and merchants, and we've got a lot of partners that have partnered with us. And it takes everybody here in Monroe, Louisiana, working together to join together to help the soldiers, vets, and their families.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.